नमः शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय
ॐ नमः शिवाय शिवाय
ॐ नमः 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 शिवाय शिवाय
ॐ नमः 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 शिवाय ॐ नमः शिवाय
offering the most loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Dear listeners, we extend our loving greetings on the occasion of Mahashivratri. It is a pleasure to come to you live, as always, from our studios at the Sri Sathya Sai Media Center. Even as we begin the broadcast after we have completed the morning celebrations in the Sai Kulwant Hall, what you are listening is the chanting of Om Namah Shivaya by Bhagwan during a discourse that he delivered a few years ago. It was re-released this morning as part of the special offering on the Sri Sathya Sai Bhajans channel, the first of the many offerings that is coming across to you on this most sacred and auspicious occasion of Mahashivratri. Given that today is a very special day, there is, as expected, a slight change in the programs that we will be having this morning. We will not be having the regular Gita series at 10 o'clock. But at 10 o'clock, we invite all of you to join us in an offering that we're going to make specially for Mahashivratri, a program entitled Bhakti Mukti, Learnings from a Few Verses from the Shivananda Lahari. Even as you can listen to it live at 10 o'clock in this broadcast, we also encourage you to, if possible, go to the YouTube channel and watch the video of this program, because, as always, there are beautiful visuals of Swami, and we've also tried our bit to put together beautiful visuals commemorating this lovely occasion. So we invite all of you to tune into our YouTube channel, Sri Sathya Sai Official. Exactly at 10 o'clock, the program premieres. If you would like to watch the same program, of course, with a different take in Telugu, if you follow the language, you can tune into Sri Sathya Sai Sandesha Jhari, our Telugu channel. The same program or a very similar concept is going to be presented in Telugu. If you follow Tamil, we invite you to tune into Sri Sathya Sai Anandavani. The same program will be hosted by our volunteers in Tamil too. Or if you wish to listen, you can continue to listen to in this broadcast, which is the Asia stream of our Radio Sai Global Harmony. So that is for the first program that starts at 10 o'clock. So that program is around about 45 to 50 minutes. At 11 o'clock, as always, you'll be joined by Brother Bishu for his segment of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. At 1 o'clock, instead of the afternoon satsang, we'll be airing a drama entitled Mrityunjaya, which was presented in Swami's presence in the year 2010. So as part of the Shivratri celebrations, we would like to have that program. And also because the hosts of the Veda Jignasa program are going to come to you a little earlier than usual. They will be joining you around 2 o'clock and they will have a little extended program because they would like to talk to you about the Shri Rudram, a very important Vedic chant which is chanted every day in the Prashanti Mandir and especially very significant given that today is the Mahashivratri celebrations. And that will be at 2 o'clock and thereafter you will have the program of the Telugu team and then followed by the Love to Love as usual. In the evening, as the evening celebrations in the Mandir start at 4:30 as always, there is going to be a Rudra Abhishekam. And following that, there will be a discourse of Swami in the Mandir. And then at 6 o'clock, the Shivratri bhajans will start. And as we informed you last time, we are not having the all-night bhajans in the Mandir. The Mandir bhajans will conclude at 8 p.m. So 6 to 8, you can watch the live broadcast of the bhajans starting at 4:30, of course. 4:30 to 8 in the evening, you can watch the broadcast from the Sai Kulwant Hall. And thereafter, we will be streaming bhajans all through the night till at 4 o'clock. The Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group take over in the Mandir for the concluding session of the Shivratri bhajans, which will conclude as always at 6 a.m. So we will not be having any other broadcast, even in our Asia stream. You will have the live broadcast from the Mandir going in the Asia stream. And then that will be followed by all-night bhajans, as we always do whenever there is Akhanda Bhajan in Sai Kulwant Hall. So those will be the change of schedule from our end. We again remind you that at 10 o'clock we have this special program, which is Bhakti Mukti, which is a program that we have put together in three languages, English, Telugu and Tamil. You can watch it in the respective channels or you can continue to listen to the program as part of our Thursday live broadcast. It's one of the very significant celebrations in Prashanti Nilayam, Mahashivratri. Over the years, we've been fortunate enough to witness it to be celebrated in many ways. Those of us who are young at age and we cannot vouch for the, we cannot say we are fortunate enough to witness it over the years, have also had the fortune of witnessing it over the years thanks to the digital content that Swami so graciously allowed generations of videographers and photographers to capture. It all started way back in the 1940s when the foundation stone was being laid for the first mandir, what today we refer to in our conversations and in our programs as the Patha Mandiram. When the Patha Mandiram was being built, this was sometime in the early 40s, 43, 44, as we all know, 1945 was when the Griha Pravesham for the Mandir was performed. So when the foundation stone laying was happening, when a pit was dug, there was one devotee of those early years by name Guni Venkata. And when he was doing this process of digging for the foundation stone, they found many what is referred to as linga peetams. Lingam, as we all know, is an egg-shaped object that we worshipfully revere. The peetam is that on which this egg-shaped object is kept. So they found many linga peetams, but without the lingams. And this was a very not a very common sight you come across. You either find the lingam or you find the lingam with the peetam. Very rarely you find the peetam without the lingam. And when this was brought to Swami's notice and they said, Swami, we found these linga peetams without the lingam. What is the significance of this and where are the lingams? And very playfully and mischievously, Swami pointed to his stomach and Swami said, the lingams are here. They will come in time. And as cryptically revealed by Swami over the years, we've had the fortune of witnessing Swami performing the Lingodbhavam. Painful on one hand to see Swami going through that struggle, but nevertheless, mysterious and divinely cryptic as it was, Swami let us witness that. There are many, many events that are related to Mahashivratri. It was one of the grandly celebrated events right from the 1940s and all through in between for many, many years. Swami stopped performing the Lingodbhavam publicly, given the number of crowds that were gathering and which were becoming unmanageable. But much later in the year 99, Swami restarted that Lingodbhavam in public, and that is when few of us had the opportunity to be a part of these celebrations. But that apart, Mahashivratri is a very, very important festival in the Bharatiya tradition, and any festival is important only because it is an opportunity for us to grow spiritually. And that is why Mahashivratri also has a very special significance. Explaining about why Shivratri is very significant, Swami would say that the human mind is very similar to the moon. And with the changes in the moon's phases, what we refer to as waning and waxing, the human mind also undergoes some changes. On the Chaturdashi day, the 14th day of the moon's waning phase, there is only a slight crescent that is left in the sky, and Swami says, of the many aspects of the human mind, a very small aspect is left behind on the Chaturdashi day, and it becomes very easy to control and to sublimate the mind on that day. Especially on this month, that happens every month, but in this month, when that happens, the Chaturdashi day, when the moon is waxing, that day is referred to as Mahashivratri, and Swami says this day, when it is spent in sadhana, it enables the sadhaka to progress in leaps and bounds in one's spiritual progress. And that is why Swami gave so much importance to Mahashivratri. So much importance is given to this festival throughout the subcontinent, celebrated in many ways. And one of the most important ways in which it is observed is through the night-long vigil. And Swami would often point out to us that this night-long vigil is an opportunity to merge the mind in thoughts of the divine. There are many ways one can keep a vigil. There are people who keep vigil in many ways, not only on Shivratri. Sometimes work keeps you up late. Sometimes if you're a student, you tend to sleep very late or even stay awake whole night preparing for an exam. And nowadays, in cities and metropolis, the nightlife keeps you awake much longer than you should be. But Swami would say that that is not the night-long vigil that the Shivratri comes to represent. If the mind can be kept occupied in thoughts of the divine, there is much benefit that is there to be obtained through this process. And that is why Swami instituted the Akhanda Bhajan, the night-long bhajan, even on Shivratri. We know that there is one Akhanda Bhajan, the 24-hour bhajan that happens in the birthday month. The other time the Akhanda Bhajan happens is during the Shivratri, where Swami starts the bhajan at 6 o'clock and all through the night we would have the opportunity to participate in bhajans. So that is the message that Swami would often give us about Shivratri, and let us keep this in mind. If we are able to keep vigil, let us try as much as possible to habituate this mind on this sacred day to think of the Lord, so that thinking of the Lord, contemplating on the Lord, becomes an akhanda sadhana, a sadhana that has no break all through the year, all through our lifetime. With that prayer, dear listeners, I'm going to leave you with an instrumental piece. As I told you, sharp at 10 o'clock, we will be having the program Bhakti Mukti, presented by the members of the Sri Sathya Sai Media Center. Again, if you can tune in to our YouTube channel, you can see the video of the presentation, and definitely there is much, much more we have added to the video than you can listen to in just the audio. So that is at 10 o'clock. I leave you with this instrumental bhajan commemorating Mahashivratri, and at 10 o'clock we will begin the programs of this Shivratri. Once again, wishing you all a happy, holy and spiritual Mahashivratri from Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual epicenter of this entire universe. Happy and holy Mahashivratri.
Shiva.